It's an interesting season with a lot of skewed focus. Some of it is legitimately good and makes sense. Some of it just gets off kilter. Amen? So this whole month has been about the child. And I wanted to take a moment, even in the midst of that presentation, and again remind you, it's not about the guy in the red suit. And it's not even about the kids, even though they were in here. Truly, the season is about the child. It's about the Savior. It's about the one who came born in flesh to live among us so that we might realize eternal life. It's about the child. Let's pray for a moment. Father, help us to hear you. Help us to be aware. Help us to live the way you would desire. Help us to love, to be filled with grace, to see others, including ourselves, as you see them. We love you, Lord. We'd love to hear clearly from you this morning. And it's in your name we pray, Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Let me read you a little story, if you guys don't mind. Found this this week while preparing for this morning. Just want you to take a moment and listen and think on this as I go through. We were the only family with children in the restaurant. I sat Eric in a high chair and noticed everyone was quietly eating and talking. Suddenly, Eric squealed with glee and said, "Hi there." He wiggled and giggled with merriment at a man with a tattered rag of a coat, dirty, greasy, and worn. His pants were baggy with a zipper at half-mast, and his toes poked of would-be shoes. His shirt was dirty, and his hair was uncombed and unwashed. His whiskers were not quite a beard, and varicose charted a complex map across his nose. We were too far to smell him, but I'm sure he smelled. His hands waved at my baby. "Hi there, baby." "Hi there, big boy. I see you, Buster," the man said to Eric. My husband and I didn't know what to do. Eric continued to laugh and answer, "Hi, hi there." Our meal finally came, and the drunken geezer began shouting across the room, "Do you know patty cake? Hey, look, he knows peekaboo." No one thought the old man was cute. My husband and I were embarrassed. Eric, on the other hand, was running through his repertoire of tricks, all of which were admired by the bum. We finally got through the meal. My husband went to pay. Eric and I headed for the door. The old man was poised between me and the door, and I uttered a prayer. "Lord, just let me out of here before he speaks to me or Eric." As I drew close to the man, I turned my back, trying to sidestep him and avoid any air he might be breathing. As I did, Eric leaned over my arm, reaching with both arms in a baby's pick-me-up position. Before I could stop him, Eric had propelled himself from my arms to the man's. Eric, in an act of total trust, love, and submission, laid his tiny head upon the man's ragged shoulder. The man's eyes closed, and I saw tears hover beneath his lashes, his aged hands full of grime, pain, and hard labor, gently, so gently, cradled my baby's bottom and stroked his back. The old man rocked and cradled Eric in his arms for a moment, and then his eyes opened and set squarely on mine. He said in a firm, commanding voice, "You take care of this baby." Somehow I managed, I will. From a throat that contained a stone, I received my baby, and the man said, "God bless you, ma'am. You've given me my Christmas gift." I ran to the car. My husband wondered why was I crying and saying, my God, forgive me." The ragged old man, unwittingly, had reminded me, to enter the kingdom of God, we must become as little children. See, God has a way of working. God has a way of getting our attention. God has a way of getting us to take notice, to wake up and realize what is important to Him. We have a tendency to get ourselves above things, to think that in our positions and in our situations, maybe we're okay. But maybe they're not. See, now we celebrate at this time of year, but I'll be honest with you, he wasn't born in December. But it's a really cool opportunity to celebrate. And so, as we reflect and remind ourselves, a birth announcement was sent out. A birth announcement was sent out that the Creator of the universe, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, had been born. Had been born in a glorious castle amongst royalty of throughout the world. You guys, was it, what's her name in England? Kate and Bill? William? Yeah, you know, I call him Bill. He calls me once in a while. It was a big deal, wasn't it? Everybody's waiting. The baby's coming, the baby's coming. You guys all heard about it in the news. Everywhere you looked, didn't you? The baby's coming, the baby's... Wonder if the baby's going to be... Wonder when they're going to bring the baby out of the hospital. The baby's coming, the baby's... Proclamations and royal people and... The Creator of the universe. Born a man. Born in flesh. The one that did all of this. And a birth announcement was sent out. Caesar didn't hear about it. Herod didn't hear about it. Those wonderful, proper priests of the church didn't hear about it. God sent the birth announcement to a ragged bunch of smelly, often missing church because they were caring for their flock. Individuals that most people in the temple at that time didn't even want to be around. The, as the world would see it, unimportant, the lowly, the smelly ones. God sent out a birth announcement. Let's look at Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." It's just a smelly group of guys taking care of their sheep. God seen them as important. Important enough to share the greatest announcement for all of mankind. "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. And then the heavenly band kicks out with an amazing tune. Right? I mean, that had to just be ripping. That had to be amazing. Because a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." You know, we all get excited about, and we attempted one yesterday, right, Jen? We all get excited about the flash mob at the mall. We gave it a shot with Jen yesterday. Mary and I did. Mary Romer showed up. Maybe a little more practice and a little more preparation would actually make it a flash mob instead of just a bunch of silly folks standing at the balcony singing. But it was fun nonetheless. Amen? It was fun to hang out with folks. But we get excited. We all pass the YouTube videos around. It's a flash mob. Did you see the flash mob at the mall? That was really cool. Did you see all those people singing? That was awesome. Ain't nothing like this heavenly host. Ain't nothing like this heavenly host. They rocked it. And those shepherds knew what was happening. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So not to Bethlehem's mayor. I'm going to skip through. You guys read the rest. But not to Bethlehem's mayor. Not the prominent religious folk of the day. Not Caesar or Herod. No. No, this message, this birth announcement, was sent out to the shepherds. By appearing to the shepherds, it emphasizes Jesus' connection to shepherding. There's a connection between shepherding and the life and ministry of Jesus. Great leaders in Israel had a connection with shepherding. Jesus would be a shepherd in the line of the other great shepherds in Israel's history. Moses, David, they were once shepherds before they became a great prophet and a king, respectively. Abel, the first acceptable worshiper after the fall, was a shepherd. God likes hanging out with folks like you and me. The lowly. We're not all that in a bag of chips. And when we start thinking we are, we need to think again. In Exodus 3, we read of Moses being called while shepherding the flock of his father Jethro, when he experienced the presence of God in the burning bush. King David was a shepherd boy when he was anointed by Samuel as king of Israel. He rose from shepherding sheep to shepherding the people of Israel. Psalm 78:70, he chose his servant David, calling him from the sheep pens. He took David from tending the ewes and lambs and made him the shepherd of Jacob's descendants, God's own people, Israel. He cared for them with a true heart and led them with skillful hands. Isn't it interesting that you read through the scripture and you get an understanding of who these people were and where they came from and how quickly we can forget where we came from and become so much more than we really are. See, the people of the day, if the shepherds had an opportunity to make it into temple, they weren't really welcomed. They may have been tolerated, but they weren't really welcomed. So what I'm hoping you guys hear from me this morning is who the birth announcement was sent to, what the importance of this time of year, or better said, who the importance of this time of year is, and that you, as a result, would recognize yourself as a shepherd. That you yourselves would desire to live like the creator of the universe who came, dwelt in flesh, lived among us, loved, cared, shared His grace. Would you reconsider your path this morning and find it more centered and more focused on the child who became our Savior? And may you, this season, have the heart of a child. In His name, amen.